This is. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. An Avengers movieverse fanfic, written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, with additional tags for post-canon content, alternate universe canon divergence, fluff and angst, libraries, maybe a small bit of healing. Loki laughs at your heteronormative gender norms. Odin's A-plus parenting. Author's notes. This story is AU between Avengers and Thor 2. Spoilers for Norse mythology. Written for the prompt, what Loki gets up to in his spare time. At first, he visits the library purely out of curiosity. He knows what the internet says about the royal family of Asgard. But Tony Stark rules the cyber world, and Loki is not quite ready for anyone to realize he has both escaped the Allfather's cage and returned to Midgard. So he wanders into a mortal library in the mortal town of Huma. It seems different from the cities he has visited with his army. The library facility itself is impressive. He thinks the main library will have more resources for his quest. He's wearing the guise of a teenager, with blonde curls and bright green eyes. Not quite his shade. And shyly enlists the help of a librarian. Soon enough, he has a stack of reference materials and a table all to himself. He picks up the first, an encyclopedia of Norse mythology, and pages through it. Loki is thankful for the quick look he took at Wikipedia. He'd have been unable to contain his laughter otherwise. Honestly, if he had any of those children, his true parentage would have come out much sooner. Not to mention Hel is much older than Odin. Than Asgard, even. And Jormungandr? The world's serpent has always been, curled around Yggdrasil, entwined in the branches. They are as old as magic itself, and fascinating to listen to. Not that Thor ever believed him. And his Odin's favorite horse? Now, that one, he really had to smother his cackle in his hands. The wall had long been built when Odin stole him from Jotunheimr. Loki likes horses well enough, but honestly, the things mortals believe. Fenrir, though. He gently strokes the illustration of a giant wolf. Fenrir was real. Had been a wolf pup he'd brought home after an adventure with Thor. But Alfar wolves do not make good pets, and Odin ordered the wolf sent back to Alfheimr when Loki couldn't hide him anymore. At the time, Loki was furious and hurt, and he threw many tantrums. His magic acted out his rage for weeks. Now, looking back, he is glad Odin didn't simply destroy Fenrir. But Fenrir is long gone, and Loki learned the lesson well. Thor could have anything he wanted. Loki could only have what he took and successfully hid. The legend of Nari and Vali, though, even after the story of the dwarves sewing his mouth shut, Loki is not prepared for such bloodlust. To think his Odin could be so cruel, to punish the children for the father's sins? He closes the book, tells the nice librarian there's been a family emergency, and hurries out. Once past the door, he travels to his hideout, a rather nice apartment in Paris, France, and curls up on his king-size bed, buries himself beneath the blankets. He does not cry, of course. He left all his tears on the Bifrost. He did not cry for Thanos or his servants. He'll not cry over a few misguided mortals and what they think they know. He'll never cry again. A week later, Loki goes to the largest library in New York. He skillfully avoids seeing any of the damage Thanos' failed invasion caused. It may have been the worst mischief of his life. Or not. How badly did his madness scar Jotunheimer? Could it have been worse than the destruction caused by Thor's arrogance? Every being in every realm would say yes, for Loki is no one's friend. He's not so sure. This time, Loki wears the guise of a young girl with dark skin and messy brown hair. Maybe Odin would know her if they stood in front of each other. Maybe not. Loki's magic has swollen since she fell. She is no longer Odin's inferior in any way but blood, and it will take eons before she catches up to Odin's body count. And how convenient that no one, including the Allfather, remembers his mother, a daughter of giants. Loki does not ask for a librarian's help this time. Instead, she locates the book herself, seemingly the most popular regarding Norse mythology, and takes it to an empty corner, where she settles with it in her lap. None of these books are right. So, starting with this one, she corrects it. She links them by subject matter. Every book that mentions her name is changed to reflect the one in her hand. Every single Norse mythology text in Midgard will be reflecting the truth now. Everyone will see how the Allfather lies, how foolish Thor is. Loki is right. Loki smiles down at the book and puts it back on the shelf. The end.